At Brown's Boat Repair in Mesquite, workers are peeling off a damaged keel guard from the belly of a boat. They'll replace the gouged-out area with thin, cloth-like layers of woven fiberglass and epoxy. Business owner Terry Brown says fiberglass is the material of choice for restoring a boat's structure.
Very, very strong, durable, long-lasting. It does not ever deteriorate. That's the neat thing about fiberglass.
But as landfills near capacity, it's also one of the challenges. Fiberglass found in automobiles, insulation, and numerous building materials doesn't break down for hundreds of years. And Brown says another challenge is that fiberglass cracks or breaks.
Very breakable. That's why I'm in business.
Those factors are why scientists at the University of North Texas became very excited when they discovered a plant that may provide an alternative.
This is very close to fiberglass.
Professor Nandika D'Souza holds up a small square that looks like hard plastic encasing thread-like fibers. The fibers come from the bark of kanaf, a woody plant in the hibiscus family. Kanaf can grow more than 10 feet in 3 to 4 months using very little water. In India, Bangladesh, and southern Asia, kanaf fiber is used to make cloth and rope. Its leaves are used for food. But Professor D'Souza is an engineer in UNT's Material Sciences Department. So when a West Texas farmer brought her a sample, she naturally wondered if you could use kanaf to build things.
He felt there might be this stock is made out of fiber. Maybe the fiber has value as some kind of a reinforcement or a plant feed.
Her interest grew as she examined the spongy structure of kanaf bark under a microscope. She realized you might be able to create a strong, lightweight material that wouldn't be as breakable as fiberglass.
My whole life had been looking at glass fiber and graphite, which wasn't porous. I suddenly thought, oh my gosh, this probably solves the problem that we've been searching for, you know, solution for. What happens is that kanaf or any natural material, because it's transporting water and nutrients, have a natural porosity. And because it's porous, it essentially acts like a sound absorber. And so it just transmits the energy and doesn't break.
Dr. D'Souza also liked the idea of using a renewable resource.
In the manufacture of glass fiber, there's significant pollution as well as utilizing mineral resources that can never be returned.
With the help of a $600,000 National Science Foundation grant and UNT's biology department, Professor D'Souza began tackling practical problems. After 2 weeks of soaking in pond water, the fibers of kanaf bark naturally become soft and silky, similar in appearance to glass fibers. But to create a steady supply for manufacturers, that process would have to happen faster.
Well, that's not magic to me. That's microbiology.
Microbiologist Michael Allen had a plan. He used a DNA sequencer to identify specific bacteria in the pond water. Then he grew them in large numbers.
We've been able to isolate a number of different strains that have what we call pectinolytic activity, meaning they produce enzymes that cut the glue that holds these fibers together. And growing those up in large numbers, we've been able to inoculate that into tanks and cut the redding time from 2 weeks down to 3 or even 4 days.
Now Professor Allen is working to further speed up the redding process and test it on large quantities of kanaf. Professor D'Souza's lab assistants are weaving the fibers and blending them with epoxy to create products that are more flexible.
You're going to see how far it stretches.
Yeah, before it breaks.
I think what I'm hoping through this is to actually have structures that are able to be made from renewable resources.
The UNT scientists believe their green research will have a practical payoff. They say building materials made with kanaf could be on the market in 3 to 5 years. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.